the four works of grace. Are you in that number? If your sins are gone, they are gone by grace.
Yes, sir.
Grace is unmerited favor. Grace, you need something, but you didn't know how to have it. Therefore, you were not expecting it. Yet, it is freely given. As far as the estate of man is concerned, Apostle Paul captured it in Romans chapter 7. He looked at the estate of man and saw the effort that man is making to serve God, to live a life pleasing before God. You want to do good, but you see evil there. Inside of you, you desire to do good, but anytime there is something inside of you that works against that effort to become good, it is the carnal nature of man. Man found himself in that estate. You don't like what you are doing, but you cannot help it. Man needed help. There was no help anywhere. And then he said, who shall deliver me from this estate that I am? Then he said, thank God. Solution comes through Christ. And it came through grace. No man was qualified to save himself. No man was qualified to save another person. No man was qualified to save sinful man. The process of salvation is God's extension of his mercy. And this grace is fourfold. The grace that brings salvation is the four works of grace. It is fourfold. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, from verse 36, read it up to verse 38.
Acts chapter 2,
when Peter has preached, something happened to them.
He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel
go. That is the summary. Summary of the sermon he preached that day concerning who Jesus is.
Assuredly, that God has
start
made.
Again.
He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly.
Certainly.
That God had made the same Jesus.
That same Jesus whom you crucified. Read it for me, brother.
Whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
He made him both Lord and Christ. And
now,
that was the summary of his sermon, yes?
Now, when they heard this,
when they heard it,
they were pricked in their heart.
They were pricked. They were convicted in their hearts.
And said unto Peter,
they began to ask,
and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren,
What shall we do?
Then Peter said unto
Peter began to apply the key that was given to him in Matthew chapter 16.
Repent and be baptized.
And this is the key to the kingdom of heaven. And this is grace at display. On display. What does it say?
Repent
Number one, repent. After that, enter water and be baptized. In the name
every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin.
For your sin to be remitted, that is justification.
And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
When you do that, then you position yourself to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Go on.
For the promise is unto you.
It's both for you, listen to
your
now.
Children.
For those that are coming after your great grandchildren.
And to all that are afar off.
Including all that are watching me now.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
And how many has he called? Wave your hand, let me know how many of you he called. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
He called me too. He called me. How did he say it? He said, come. To the Savior.
Make no delay.
Yes,
yeah, in his heart, he has shown us the way. And in that means, he's standing today. Death and his saving God.
Joyful, joyful, joyful,
hey.
Joy.
promise is for us too.
Yes, yes, Lord.
For Israel and for the Gentiles.
Yes, sir.
As many as He, God, we call.
Yes, Lord.
And He has called us. Say, come to me. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have responded.
Yes.
And we are before the cross now.
Yes.
And it is benefiting from grace. The third work of grace is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember in Ezekiel chapter 36.
That's right.
From verse 24 to verse 28.
Say, for I will take you from among the heathen.
Yes.
And gather you out of all countries.
Yes.
And I will bring you into your own land.
Yes.
Verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you.
Can you see that water there? The water, the washing of the water for regeneration.
And ye shall be clean.
Uh-huh.
From all your
filthiness. That is for the remission of all your sins.
And from all your idols.
Uh-huh.
Will I cleanse you.
Yes.
Verse 26. A new heart also will I give you.
You begin the process now, because you say we are His workmanship. That is the work now taking place. He begins to work in your heart.
Yes,
and a new spirit will I put within you.
He gives you a new spirit. But that's not the Holy Ghost yet. Yes.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh.
That stony heart that will make you to be stubborn. He will remove that stubbornness. He will remove it.
And I will give you an heart of flesh.
He will give you a heart of flesh.
Verse 27.
Yes.
And I will put my spirit within you.
It is dead. He will put His spirit. That spirit is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what is the effect?
And cause you to walk in my state.
It is only when that Holy Ghost comes inside of you now.
Right.
He gives you the ability. You see grace there now?
Amen.
He gives you the ability to do what?
To walk in His status.
To do what?
To walk in His commandments.
To walk in His light. To walk in His status.
That's right.
And ye shall keep my judgments
you
and
see?
Do them.
You see? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And your conversion is completed only after He has change your heart from a stony heart. It's a process. To a heart of flesh. Gives you a new spirit. That is talking about tests. The type of test, the test of things you have. Internet test is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
There is internet spirit.
You are saying it, man of God.
There is alcohol spirit.
That's right.
There's lying spirit.
Yes, sir.
There's anger spirit.
That's right. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Anyway.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is disco spirit. Jimon.
Yes.
Disco spirit.
That's right. That's right.
You don't love worldly music. He will remove that spirit and give you a new spirit.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This new spirit that begin to let you like when service is going on, you won't be able to sleep.
Yes,
because there is a spirit in you that loves those things.
Yes.
Oh, may somebody receive salvation today in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Anytime they're talking about the things of God, your spirit is jumping to it.
Amen.
It says, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Because the spirit is changed, you love fellowship.
Yes, sir.
But when your spirit is not changed,
oh,
when it's time for prayer, you say, oh, when they finish, let me go now. I carry my phone, I carry my iPad, and then I do the nonsense they do there. Somebody, may the Lord change your spirit today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then He now can come. If your spirit is not changed, and He puts His spirit in you, hallelujah, there will be error, clash. In fact, you will run mad. When two mighty spirits are working in you, that's why I say you cannot serve God and mammon.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot put one leg in the world and one leg in Christ.
That's
you
right.
You live a meaningless life, a useless life.
Right.
If you want to go the world, just go your way. That way is leading somewhere. It's leading
right.
to hell.
That's right.
Then you end up in hell. At least everybody will know. You yourself, you will know that I may choose this world. I refuse God, so this is where I end. But if you are going to follow Christ, then follow Him fully. Fully, not half-half.
Because of love.
Right.
Give me grace to follow.
Amen. Abundant grace to follow.
I need your grace.
To follow.
Your
grace is
find that grace today.
Amen.
That grace comes by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The process of salvation is in Romans chapter 8, verse 29. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says, "Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And those he called, verse 29.
Romans chapter 8,
yeah, verse 20.
From verse 29.
Listen very well to the process.
He said, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called."
So when you are called,
"and whom he called, he also justified."
When he called you, I am called. There are two types of call. That's why there is the grace that brings salvation. There is a grace that does not bring salvation.
Hey.
God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
There is the grace that brings salvation. And there's another grace that does not bring salvation. And the grace that brings salvation has a process. He calls you. But many are called. But few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
The chosen are called the elect.
Amen.
Read on again.
"And whom he called,
if he's the one that called you,
then he also justified."
He will let you go through the process of justification.
Amen.
"And whom he justifies,
and whom he justifies,
then he also glorifies."
This glorification is the estate that every your nature is changed by the washing of the water by the word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the work of redemption, conversion, totally in you, the work of regeneration. Oh, glory be to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
And by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That is the glorification.
Yes, sir.
Because when they see you, people will say you are a Christian.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People will see you and say you are a Christian.
Yes, sir.
People see the glory of God around you.
Yes, sir.
And it's a total package.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Ah, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
For whom he did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
So what is our destiny?
To be conformed.
We are predestined to be conformed
to his image.
To the image of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Do you know why? Satan thought he would defeat the purpose of God.
Right.
No. God in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, let us make man.
Yes, sir.
In our image and in our likeness.
Yes. Right.
And God made man in his likeness. In
yes.
His image. And Satan came and corrupted that image.
Yeah.
I mean, God cannot be defeated.
Right.
He made another Adam.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory be to God.
Oh,
and
yes,
that
God.
Adam, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15,
yes, sir.
We say Christ is the image
yes, Lord.
Of the invisible
yes,
God.
God. Yes, sir.
The
yes.
image that he intended in
yes,
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26
yes, sir.
Is Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He said, when you see me, you see my Father.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And the children of Adam must resemble Adam.
Yes, sir.
Cain is not the son of Adam.
Yes, sir.
Abel is the son of Adam.
Yes, sir.
By their fruits, by their characteristics, we know who an animal is.
Yes, sir.
And we know who a human being
yes,
is.
Yes, sir.
Everyone is to bring forth after his kind.
Yes, sir.
If you are born under the Spirit of Christ, then you will certainly resemble Christ.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes. You must resemble your Father one way or the other.
Yes,
blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You must resemble your Father
yes,
one way or the other.
Holy
the
God.
Bible said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ,
you are
none of His.
Hey.
If you don't have the blood of your Father, you are not His son.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Hey.
The Spirit of Christ in you is confirmation of your
yes,
sonship.
Sir.
I am prophesying to
yes,
somebody
sir.
Here.
Yes,
blessed be the name of the Lord. How is Christ? If you don't know him, how will you want to be like him? We have to grow to that image.
Yes, sir.
And that is the image of perfection.
Yes,
the songwriter says, serene and holy.
He
said, obedient, holy. That's his character.
Ungodliness and worldly laws,
uh-huh.
We live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is what the grace produces.
Yes, sir.
That is what the grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Apostle Paul said, shall we continue in sin? And what was the answer?
God
forbid. God forbid. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so the glorification there.
Yes.
It's the estate that you stay. Amen.
Yes.
And you can boast. When you see me, you see Jesus. Why? Because I have the Spirit of Christ in me. It's the standard that we measure.
Yes, sir.
Our faith.
Yes, sir.
Our salvation.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will talk about grace here. I repeat, there is a grace that brings salvation.
Amen.
But there is also a grace that you may have that may not bring salvation.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you begin to limit yourself to the grace that causes you to exercise gift. Because Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, ye shall receive what?
Power.
After what? That the Holy Ghost has come upon
you.
That is the power we boast of. Miracles, signs and wonders by that power. To cast out devils, to heal the sick, to even preach like I am preaching now. It's not yet evidence of salvation. You know why? Psalm 68, verse 18.
He said, thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also.
The who also? Lord,
for the rebellious also.
Give for all men. He give gift also to who?
Rebellious.
Evil people who hate him.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes.
Evil people who hate him.
That's why he's gone.
You know, the greatest mistake so many people make is to think that because the anointing is flowing, the gift is flowing. Miracle and signs and wonders. Thousands of people are coming to your ministry. Everybody knows you as a man of God because of that grace they see upon you. And they think that is evidence of salvation. Oh, glory be to God. They have forgotten that in Romans chapter 11, verse 29, and just said one sentence is there. It says, for the gifts and calling of God is
without repentance.
When God gives you a gift, he does not remove it.
At all.
Hey, listen, church. I've been saying this for years. So that somebody will take heed to the admonishment of Apostle Peter to give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Give diligence to make your calling and election
sure.
Why? Because many are called.
Few are chosen.
How do you know you are among the few? That is why we're looking at the works of grace.
Yes, sir.
Anointing of the Holy Ghost is different from baptism of the Holy Ghost. I've just told you. I said there are natural talents. There are singers with a gift, God-given gifts. But what do they use it? It's God that gave them the gift to sing.
Sure.
It's God that gave them the gift to play those music.
Yes.
To write songs and produce songs. Yes. But what do they do with it? They are using it again and creating more problems in the world. And not using it to give glory to God. But does God take it away? No.
Oh, yes, sir.
Satan was a gifted cherubim.
That's right. Cherub that
covered. Hey! The closest
cherub that covered.
In authority.
That's right.
To God. In the heavenly family.
Cherub that covered.
Where he was cast out of the presence of God. And hellfire was created for him and all his followers. Did God take away the power from him?
No.
Hallelujah. He still has a power.
That's right.
He still has a fire.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He does mighty miracles, signs, and wonders.
That's right.
He's still a singer till today. That talent is still there. But does that make him free from hellfire?
No.
No, but God left it with him because it's a principle. When he gives you a gift, he doesn't take it back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, when we say, Peter said, give diligence to make your call and election sure. What he says so is because there is the grace that brings salvation.
Yes, sir.
And there is also the grace that does not bring salvation.
Yes, sir.
2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Apostle Paul was admonishing Timothy.
He said, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
Again.
And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation.
Okay, now.
Through faith which is in Christ.
You see now, so there are scriptures that will make you to be wise unto salvation.
Yes, sir.
And there's the one that can never give you wisdom for you to know how to be saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. When I see these mighty men of God preaching about prosperity, and they can quote scripture off her, and they would turn the scripture, every scripture they see prosperity there. And I'm waiting to see if they can give the same emphasis to salvation. And I don't see them give the same emphasis to the scriptures that bring us salvation, that lead you to salvation. I begin to wonder this mystery of redemption. Then I understand, not all that are called are chosen.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I have the Holy Ghost. John 14, verse 26.
It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost,
yes,
whom the Father will send in my name,
uh-huh,
he shall teach you all things.
What will he do?
He shall teach you all things.
What will he do?
He shall teach you all things bring all things to your remembrance.
What is the work of the Holy Ghost?
To teach you all things.
He's a teacher.
Yes, sir.
Teach you what? Amen.
Amen.
All things, not some things.
Yes.
All the good things.
You will know about prosperity.
Yes, sir.
You will know about salvation.
Yes, sir.
You will know the process of salvation.
Yes, sir.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And John 16, and verse 13.
It says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come.
Yes.
He will guide you into all truth.
Yes.
For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, that he will show you things to come.
He will guide you to what?
All truth.
He will guide you to all what?
All truth.
Yes. So this now leads us to the fourth walk of grace.
That's right. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is where the wheat is separated from the chaff. Is somebody understanding me?
Yes, sir.
That is where the wheat is separated from the chaff by the fourth work of grace. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is what? Knowledge.
Hey.
It is what?
Knowledge.
The fourth work of grace. I say it's grace. Therefore, it is revelational knowledge, not intellectual knowledge.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And I say, that is the time that you separate, God himself separates the wheat from the tares. That is when God separates his own from those who are not his own.
Amen.
That is when God separates the bride from the concubines.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Abraham had children of promise, a child of promise, Isaac. And Apostle Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 4 that we are like Isaac,
yes,
children
sir.
Of promise.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the time came now for separation, for everybody to know who is who among them. He gave gifts to who? To the children of, I'm quoting Genesis chapter 25. Okay. He gave gifts to the children of the concubine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Power.
Anointing.
Fire.
Fire. Anointing.
Anointing.
Prophecy.
Yes, sir.
Genuine gifts.
Yes, sir.
He gave them.
Healing. Deliverance. Everything.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who are you?
Right.
We are children of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
But who is your mother?
Yes.
Oh, who is your mother? Yes. It's a concubine. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For it is written,
yes, sir,
that the son of the bond woman
shall not be
here with the son of the free woman.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isaac will not inherit the same thing with Ishmael. Because there's a promise attached to him. And what is the evidence that he's the child of promise? Abraham. While he gave those other ones gifts, and they know nothing else beyond the gifts. On a Sunday like this, what are they doing? From morning till night, they are watching abracadabras. Bring one man out. Fall down, stand up, fall down, stand up, fall down, stand up. Oh. Oh. Who do us this thing like this? Who do us this thing like this? Hey! People say they are going to worship God. And they enter these arenas. And they enter one chance. And they strip them of everything. Revelation. Strip them of everything. Strip them. Oh! There are some of them that we are in brother assembly. When the cause that is following them decided to follow them, they left. And all they acquired for their spiritual well-being in brother assembly, they left and they went to Shomolu and they emptied it all from them. Ah, who do this thing like this? Ah. You run away from shrine and you enter from a fire. From one shrine to another shrine. May God help us.
Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
I said, Pastor, why you say every time you say Shomolu, Shomolu? I said, that's the closest one that happened to me that I remember. A very wonderful brothers and sisters that God was using mightily when they were here in brother assembly, in healing, in prophesying. Wonderful evangelists. Revival was going on. Oh, because they could not wait for the next work of grace, the devil pulled them out. Even the little that they have was taken away from them.
Jesus.
Sit down and learn. Sit down and learn. I'm waiting for when you will graduate from this, your learning. And what will become of you? I'm saying so because some of them hear me. You are hearing me now. You I'm talking to. You know that your spiritual life never got better after you left Brother Assembly Church. Any church you will leave and go to another, your spiritual essence must be better than the former church you were in. If not, go back. You are wasting your time. You are only a wandering star. Go back. The Bible calls it wandering star. Yes,
Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I say spiritual life, not material life. Because material acquisition is not the litmus test of your spiritual estate.
Yes, right. That's right.
It's not. It's not. It's not your litmus test. It's not at all. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is this fourth work of grace. Whatever that you boast in Christ, it is this work of grace. Revelational knowledge.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Abraham called Isaac. The Bible says, while he gave the sons of the concubine gift, the Bible says, he gave Isaac all. He gave Isaac what?
All.
Plus the gift, more things. And there was a knowledge in her. How do we know what the testimony of Isaac after he left? Did we hear anything again about the sons of the concubines?
No.
Nothing. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What knowledge? It is the knowledge, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
To know the times and the seasons.
Yes,
amen.
Like the source of Issachar.
Yes,
what knowledge?
Amen.
Listen, God is on a divine agenda to rearrange this earth.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
There is going to be this world is going to be destroyed. And this world, can you hear me? This world we're living is going to be destroyed by fire. Now, whether you believe it or not does not change what is coming upon you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you believe that the Bible story is for Israel. Okay. You will soon see yourself. You are in this Bible, Elizabeth. You are in this Bible, Maria. Japanese is in this Bible. Every Igbo man is in this Bible. All of us listening to me, wherever you are, you are in this Bible, oh, this Bible is talking to you and I. It is not a Jewish book, it is a book of life.
That's right.
Amen.
Death and life is here. Choose which one you want to choose.
Knowledge.
I choose all.
There is going to be a destruction that is coming upon this world. Church, listen. This one is going to burn by fire.
Yes, sir.
This world is going to be destroyed and rearranged. It is called the day of the Lord. It is called the day of vengeance. So that you understand the scripture we quote, John 3:16. For God so loved the world,
yes,
that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth, listen now, should not what?
Perish.
Should not what?
Perish.
Perish, because there is a perishing that is coming upon this world. But do what? Have
everlasting life.
Everlasting, eternal life.
Eternal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came to his disciples and secretly told them, hallelujah.
Amen.
Destruction is coming upon this world. This is the provision for escape. This is my body that is offered for you. This is my blood of the new covenant. Which covenant? Destruction is coming upon this world. Only those,
yes, sir,
who are beneficiaries of the offer of the blood of Jesus,
oh, yes,
will be saved. He said, okay, now, go to the world and preach to all creatures.
Cool.
He said, he that believe your message.
Yeah.
Which message? That destruction is coming upon this world. But God has made the way of escape.
Amen. That's the message.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Yes,
see the word there. Shall be saved.
Right.
Saved from the destruction that is coming upon this world. I am looking like a madman in this world. This man now all age, Abi. Okay. You will soon know that it is not all age. And God never leaves himself without a witness.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you think that you have money, that is why you are not serving God, he will show you people like Cosmas Maduka. Hey, Jesus.
Right.
With all the billions, he's serving God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Why? It's because there's a knowledge he has.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That this man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things he possesses. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now. If you think that you are beautiful, sister, that is why, Abby. Okay. He will show you what beauty queen. You are seeing them. You are seeing them. You see them in the internet. You see them preaching. You see them talking about the kingdom.
That's right.
You say you are educated. Okay. He will show you professors. Hey. You say you are a police officer. He will show you police officers that are pastors.
Hey.
In fact, I have one working with me.
Highly
praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is a preacher.
Yes, sir.
And it's a woman. Yes, hallelujah. Sir. You say you're a custom officer. Well, there is corruption everywhere. There are officers there that are
right.
Pastors.
Yes,
I will
sir.
Not join them to do that nonsense.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you say, I am, is it possible that a fish will be in the ocean without drinking water? Hey, if that water the fish is swimming is poisonous water, if you drink it, we die.
Yes, sir.
You will die, you will die.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we are in this world, but not of this world.
Yes, sir.
By the working of a power that has translated us from the kingdom of this world to the kingdom of his dear son by a grace.
Amen.
Right.
By a grace.
Right.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You say you are young, Abby. Let me enjoy myself first. Let me enjoy. You will bring somebody who is younger than you. He's on fire,
yes,
for God.
Amen, amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Therefore, God will never leave himself without
a witness.
A witness.
Yes, sir.
William Bryan kept emphasizing that thing so much that God has left himself a witness.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
And those witnesses, he said, He equipped us, and you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. Then you will be what? My witnesses.
Yes, sir.
And that's exactly what I'm doing now.
Yes, sir.
I am a witness of what happened on the cross on Calvary.
Yes, sir.
By a knowledge. This world will soon perish.
Yes, sir.
Fire.
This world is on fire. And the whole world, like Israel. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 103, verse 7.
He said, he made known his ways unto Moses.
Hey, listen very well. Two things happened there in verse 7. Read it again.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
Yes.
His acts unto the children of Israel.
That was the problem of Israel in the wilderness. Despite how anointed Moses was, the Bible says describe him as the meekest person on earth. But yet Israel were very hot. Small time they are facing God. Small time they are worshiping idols. Every little why? The only reason is because, oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was something Moses knew that they didn't know. They were only seeing the acts, the power, the benefits. Hey, he satisfied us with long life, with youthfulness. He healed our sicknesses. He forgave all our sins. He is a merciful God. He is this. But there was something Moses knew. Hallelujah. And it is only that is revelational knowledge.
Yes,
he said, he did what?
He made known
his ways.
His ways unto Moses.
He made known his ways. He made known his ways. Jesus is the way.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey. He said, who will believe our report?
Yes.
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Yes, sir.
Moses knew his way.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, I am the way. Praise the Lord.
Can I go?
He is. Jesus says, I am the way. The way. The way. Hallelujah. And so he said, who do men say I am? The Son of Man am. Jimony, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?
Yes.
Not me or me, you know me, I'm from Akwanga.
Yes.
It's Jesus talking. And Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And the summary of that revelation is that upon this rock of this revelation,
hey,
I will build my church.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Knowledge of who Jesus is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Knowledge, and it's revelational knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you know who he is,
yes, sir.
You will stay closer to him.
Yes, sir.
He said, no man cometh to the Father except by me.
Amen.
And you want to get to God, won't you get close to him?
Yes, sir.
But for lack of that knowledge, people are getting close to Mary, mother of God. Oh,
Mary.
They are getting close to Reverend Father. They're getting close to their geo. They're getting close to Prophet Sunday.
Hey,
they phone me, please.
Hey.
Imagine I am pastor, Prophet Sunday's pastor. They will call me, hello? Hello? Is that Pastor Moses? Say, please, I need Pastor Sunday's phone number. They're sending me to Prophet. They want to get close. They don't want me. They want Prophet Sunday. Oh! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Get close to Jesus.
Hey!
Hey! Now my everlasting portion, more than rain, your life to me. Hey! All along.
Walk with me, Jesus.
by your knowledge of who he is. You want to dress like the world to be accepted by the world. But my Bible tells me that we are not to conform to the world,
yes, sir,
but we should be transformed
by the renewal.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Yes, we are transformed from the world by the renewing of our hearts. Oh, glory be to God. That is why I sing again, on the hills far away.
I will cherish
our rugged cross. Whoa.